it's just a rap thing. And when your heart's pounding out of your chest, you can feel the room shaking as you're running out of breath. If you're ready to rock, we'll just let it fall. Are you ready now? Are you ready to move? Let's be just move. All right, everybody, we are back with another episode of The Sounds of Struggle. I'm Chris Parrish.
And I am the Perfect 10.
And yes, this is episode 10 of The Sounds of Struggle. And boy, what an episode do we have here.
It's perfect.
Yeah. And we are going to make a lot of 10 or Perfect 10 or Ty Dillinger or Bobby Boucher references.
Bobby Boucher, war number 10.
In the NHL. Look it up, Mike. We're right.
True story.
I'll bet 10 bucks on it.
10 bucks? I'll bet 10,000.
I'll bank on 10 million.
Ooh, 10 million. So speaking of Ty Dillinger, he was handing out hot chocolate. I guess he wasn't even booked or something.
Do you know how many marshmallows are in that hot chocolate?
10.
No, it's just one big one.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't have a little gun.
Oh, wow. I bet you he handed out 10.
He's probably eating 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, there goes those abs.
Yeah, he won't have a 10 pack anymore.
No, not at all. Where was this?
Philadelphia, at a live show, a live event. It was apparently really cool.
At like a Dunkin' Donuts? Or
No. He was handing it outside of the venue before NXT opened up.
Why hot chocolate?
Because I guess it was cold out in Philly.
Or is it just showing you how bad the Flyers have been?
Well, yeah, they're not a perfect 10.
No, but John LeClair and Braden Schenn are.
Yes, very, very true. Let's see, who else is there? Guy Lafleur?
Sean Horkoff?
Frank Mahovlich wore it for a season, I believe.
Tony Amonte?
Yeah, that guy too. Huh. Patrick Sharp?
Neil Yakupov?
Ew.
Well, I just ate.
Pavel Bure.
Also Steve Kelly, because Oiler fans still love Steve Kelly.
He's not a perfect 10 either.
No, he's a piece of, you can bleep.
A piece of one? He's an unperfect one?
He's like a negative 10. He was that bad.
That is terrible.
Yeah. That's like what Tiger Woods' golf score should be like, but since he keeps, you know, driving and then needs a back surgery, he won't get up.
No, he's a plus 10.
Yeah. He has a buy one back surgery, get the 10th one free.
Yeah.
And he's claiming in the 10th one right now, I think.
Yeah, I would assume so. I mean, when was he last placed even close to the top? It's been years now. Pretty much ever since his wife beat him with his own clubs.
Yeah. That was a 10 iron, wasn't it?
If there was such a thing, I would say yes, absolutely.
No, it was just 10 irons.
Oh, yeah. And then beat him with his woods. Yeah, I went there.
Yeah, because his putter got him in a lot of trouble.
That's a true story.
So, we just watched the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view.
Yes, we did.
What were your thoughts?
I like the new chamber. I really like it. It's enjoyable.
The pods are nice.
Yes, the pods were nice.
They have two doors now.
But they didn't use both. They only opened one at a time, which didn't make much sense. But, you know, whatever.
Well, you gotta work it out.
I digress.
Trying the kinks.
Yeah. The fact that, spoiler alert, that Bray Wyatt finally won.
Yes.
About damn time.
Well, since this is airing on Thursday, I'm sure we're okay.
Still get pissy.
Well, that's because we live in this sensitive era. You know what we should be living in?
Perfect 10 era?
Exactly.
Fair enough. Yeah, I really liked... The whole show wasn't actually that bad. Rumor has it, Curt Hawkins has now got a perfect 10 concussion. Yeah. Handed out by Mojo Rawley, who may have worn 10 at one point.
What, he blows 10 spots per match?
Yeah. That new finish in the corner, if it was done properly, would look awesome. but it just looks like a perfect 10 of dangerous.
Yeah, we'll maybe give that to somebody else and it'll look good, but it's Mojo, so it'll suck.
Yeah, it's, like, he just basically cold cocked him in the face. He Todd Bertuzzi'd him, and Todd Bertuzzi was not number 10.
No, he wasn't. Not even close.
Wasn't the guy he punched, was he number 10?
Steve Moore.
Yeah, was he number 10?
I think he was.
Fantastic. You know what? And even if he's not, I read it on the internet, so he was.
Yeah.
So there.
Yeah. So, who cares? I mean.
Yeah. So.
But anyway, yeah, no, that the match was actually quite good, actually. I did not expect...
The Elimination Chamber. It's the first one, like, I don't know, 2015, I found was kind of disappointing. Like, it was cool, different concept, but just...
Eh. They actually had everyone in the match at one point before this first elimination.
Yes, very briefly. And yeah. You know what? It actually, I think it set up some of the feuds going to Mania very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so AJ Styles, John Cena started the match.
Yep.
I was kind of surprised by that. I didn't think AJ would have started the match. I didn't even think Cena would have started the match.
I thought AJ might, but not Cena.
Usually you don't see the champion start the match.
Yeah, not always.
But then that followed to Dean Ambrose being the first one in. Then it was Bray Wyatt.
Yep.
And then it was Baron Corbin. And then it was The Miz.
Yes.
And as soon as The Miz's pod opened, this is when Baron Corbin was just beating the tar out of everyone.
Yes.
To where...
He could have probably gotten all 10 counts from all of them.
Oh, he had knocked everyone out.
For, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He looked like a badass.
I mean, the crowd was chanting 10.
Constantly. I love it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ty Dillinger.
I hear he's tentatively still in NXT.
For now, yeah. Yes. Fighting against the 10 opponents that are Sanity.
Yeah, how he's not on the main roster, but Mojo, Carmella, and James Ellsworth are... I don't understand this.
Yeah. The writers in WWE deserve 10 years in jail.
Yeah. Except for Jimmy Jacobs. He's nice.
Oh, he's on Raw, though. That's not SmackDown.
It doesn't matter.
He's yeah, true enough. He's good.
Does anybody actually know who's on SmackDown for writing?
Isn't Foley's kid one of the writers?
Well, that explains it. Yeah. I mean, the son of 10 Dewey? Concussions.
Yeah. Oh, minimum.
Yeah.
10 concussions a year, maybe.
Yeah, he'll take 10 chair shots to the head from The Rock. Oh, concussion.
Yep. Has 10 teeth.
He might have 10 brain cells left.
Yeah.
That's why he has to write the city on his hand.
Well, among other things.
Yeah.
He wears the same 10 pairs of socks, and they're all usually in his pants in the meantime.
His daughter's a 10, though.
Yes, she is. I dare I say damn near a perfect 10.
Yeah. But getting back to the main event of the chamber. So Corbin was basically waiting on The Miz, and as soon as that came in, he just gets rolled up by Dean Ambrose.
And then beats the ever-living hell out of Ambrose.
Yes. And that basically just... I mean, he what, threw him through a pod?
Yes, a square pod.
Yeah, square pod. But then, you know, end of days, he leaves the ring, Miz finally gets in the ring, covers Ambrose, 1, 2, 3, you could have counted 10, but,
oh, absolutely.
So that was your second elimination.
I think Cena actually did 10 moves of doom in this one.
Well, he just did the 5 twice.
That still counts. He did 10. A
double knuckle shuffle that he just needs to stop that, to so do.
That's a 10 knuckle shuffle.
Yeah.
That pretty much looked like he just jumped down and bitch slapped them with his fist. It looked terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure Roman Reigns has that as his entrance.
Yeah. Yeah. It was god awful.
I mean, he went on his all fours quicker than Nikki Bella.
Yes. Who I'm sure can perform a perfect 10.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Most likely. Yes. Except in the ring.
Well, I wasn't talking about the ring.
Yeah. I don't think anybody mentions the ring and Nikki Bella. And perfect, ever.
No. That's I like what you did there, because, you know, also she's not married, and, you know, John Cena said no to marriage. That's funny.
Yeah.
Take that, Nikki Bella.
Nope. Yeah, so then, speaking of John Cena, he then eliminates The Miz.
Yes.
So now it's down to Cena, Wyatt, and AJ, and in a very surprising turn, we have Bray Wyatt hitting Sister Abigail and Cena, eliminating him.
Yep.
leading to him and AJ, which was very, very delightful.
Yes, it was just exquisite.
We had something new.
Someone new. And it's about time.
And then someone new became WWE champion.
About time. It was 10 years in the making.
See, now my thing with this whole process is, if AJ was the last guy in the chamber,
why did he not
lose it? Why did he lose it at Royal Rumble?
I think that was honestly just to give Cena to his 16.
But it meant nothing. Nobody cared.
I don't disagree with you.
This is what I don't understand, because we talked about this. I truly believe that what John Cena did by capturing it for the 16th time was a giant milestone.
Yeah.
Only one other person has done it before him. Nobody else has done it all in the WWE. Nope. To me, that was a big achievement. It was at probably one of your bigger pay-per-views in front of one of your bigger audiences. Mm-hmm. And it was so downplayed that, I mean, nobody was really talking about it that much.
Nope.
Whereas, you know, other small achievements, like Naomi going into WrestleMania as the new women's champion, that's going to be more talked about in the next week than John Cena's 16 reign. So why wouldn't you have just had AJ beat Cena at Rumble and then drop the title to Bray?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for you there.
Stupid.
Stupid idiots.
Vinny, fire Volley, hire the Struggle.
We'll write you some good TV.
We'll make you $10 billion.
Pinky finger to lip.
My cat now has no hair. We're in this to win.
Win 10.
Yeah.
Other 10 references and such.
So yes, we also talked about it too. Naomi beating Alexa Bliss for the women's title.
That was actually a good match. I enjoyed that. It wasn't, like, amazing, but, you know, I enjoyed it.
The only problem, I had very little, no build going into this match.
No. It was kind of out of nowhere.
It really was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, good for Naomi. I guess she's possibly going to Mania in her hometown as champion.
Now, there's still 7 weeks, so there's still time. As we saw in Talking Smack with Daniel Bryan,
yeah,
there's almost 10 weeks.
Almost. And, yeah. But you said it out of nowhere. We'll go all the way back to the Luke Harper-Randy Orton match, which I thought that actually was probably the best match of the night.
Yeah, no, I agree. Luke Harper is very underrated as a big man. He's very, very good. Like, his suicide dive, it's like, he's huge. He shouldn't be able to do that. It's impressive.
Yeah, his versatility as a big guy is very exciting and entertaining to watch. Yeah,
it's the first time I've actually enjoyed Orton wrestling in quite a while. So that's good.
Yeah, and what's very weird, too, about this whole thing is that I think it's finally setting Harper apart. Whereas he was always attached to Bray or Rowan, they kind of teased it a couple years ago when he was Intercontinental Champion for like 10 days.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, he was back and it was kind of like, all right, but I want to see this guy by himself. And I think going into the draft, this is one guy I wanted to see by himself more than Strowman. Kind of do the whole
Braun route and, you know, beat up 10 jobbers, but, you know, more meaningful matches.
Yeah, I mean... The jobbers those are some bad jobbers.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing missing was maybe a super kick.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, especially from Raw, like that one. Like, I would have loved to see a super kick from one of those jobbers.
You know what would happen? I bet you one of them would probably throw 10 super kicks, and then the person would kick out at, like, one.
Don't even go for the pin. Super kick's not a...
Yeah, just super kick 10 times.
Yeah.
I would. Big old 10 super kick party.
Yeah. But, no, anyway. Luke Harper is definitely someone that I'm hoping kind of goes his own route. I'm hoping this isn't just a...
Do you think he ends up costing Orton a match at Mania?
Yes. Yes, I do. I think this is a giant ploy to continue the Bray and Randy thing. Or, you know what? Eric Rowan's also on the verge of coming back.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a SmackDown guy. Maybe we'll see Luke Harper, Eric Rowan against Randy and Bray at some point. But I'm very curious to see how this dynamic of Bray and Randy at Mania is going to happen. As the Chamber pay-per-view went off, you didn't see any tension. You didn't see anybody.
No, but you saw a foreboding of Orton on the ramp with the one spotlight and Bray in the ring. Yeah. It's different. I like the fact that it's...
It didn't say anything. And like you only have questions now of how it's going to be moving forward. Now, the two guys that are on the same page or in a family are now wrestling each other for the title at main eventing WrestleMania. So, a very interesting dynamic.
It'd be almost like if a Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens had the same sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh, man, does it feel like this company really does the same thing.
They're recycling their story, which is, it's good to recycle, but yeah. I mean, think of some new stories.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I can think of at least 10 different ideas WWE can do right now.
Just off the top of my head, right?
I mean, you know, just from a drunken stupor. I mean, it's about 10.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, you know, think of another 10 or 20 once you wake up after that
drunken stupor. Yeah, I usually got another 10 when, you know, I sober up.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, what else happened? We saw absolutely nothing coming to be from the Nikki Bella Natalya match.
That was a waste of at least 10 minutes.
Yeah, they also were counted out to the 10 count. So nothing got resolved.
Nothing.
I'm thinking a gimmick match on a SmackDown.
Yeah.
But we did see a possible teaser.
Of going forward?
Yes, with Nikki Bella and Natalya brawling in the back and Nikki Bella accidentally bunks into Maryse.
And Maryse just throws 10 pounds of flour all over herself.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if she's baking a cake. Could have been a, you know...
Sourdough?
No, she's Canadian. No, not sourdough.
Rye?
She's Canadian. There could have been rye. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, the alcohol. Yeah,
that's yeah, it. Yeah. but yeah, no, anyway, she was doing her makeup, and Maryse got bumped, and her makeup went everywhere. She was not happy.
She's French. She's never happy.
She's a woman. She's never happy.
They're upset at least 10 months of the year.
Yeah. At least.
Yes.
So, yeah, what else we saw?
The Mickey James and,
Becky Lynch.
That's the one.
That wasn't a bad match, actually.
No, I didn't mind it. Whatever Becky Lynch was wearing for gear.
I thought that was a better women's match of the night.
Yeah.
But
you have, you know, a female superstar has been around for at least 10 years, and Becky Lynch, who can hold her own. So that one was actually pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. I think two of the better workers. That's for sure. I don't know. It wasn't anything too special. I mean, Becky just
a roll up 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, Becky got the win. It continues, I guess, what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe sets up for a pre-show, a Mania, one of the matches on the 6-hour pre-show.
See, like I think I would just my idea with the women's title for SmackDown is I would just put in like 4 people, and do a fiddle 4-way.
Yeah,
and then. Or you do like a 6-pack challenge. And then you add Natalya and then someone else. Because I think if what we're reading is true, it's going to be Miz and Maryse against John Cena and Nikki Bella.
Well, John Cena did eliminate the Miz, so yep. That would give it. And then Nikki ran into Maryse, so yep. They did kind of set up for that.
Yep. So, I mean, I don't know, we'll see. So then I would take the remaining 4 girls, Naomi, Becky, Mickey, Alexa Bliss, and then you throw Natty in there. You got 5 right there.
5-pack challenge.
Would you just do only 5, though?
Who else is there?
Well, I mean, this could be a good way of... I mean, maybe Tamina, if she comes back.
Is she on SmackDown?
I don't know. She wasn't even drafted.
That'd be a good way of doing it. Or bring in...
What about Eva Marie?
Well, I guess there's no better time than Mania to destroy her and have her suspended for at least 10 months again.
I mean, I guess...
What is she doing now? Like, where is she? She got suspended for like 30 days and she hasn't been back since.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I don't care.
No, I don't either. I'm just, like, this has been, like, the longest suspension ever.
Keep it going.
Yeah. Don't stop.
Yeah. Maybe she got suspended for 10 months. I don't know.
Very possible.
It's very possible. What else? I mean, we had that handicap match. Dolph Ziggler against Kalisto and Apollo Crews.
It didn't make sense, the fact that... Why is Dolph Ziggler, the heel, agreeing to a handicap match with two faces?
Oh, he didn't agree. He asked for it.
Well, but why?
I don't know, because he thought he was better than both of them. So he said he was so good he can beat them both at the same time.
Yeah, I guess.
But then, you know, when Kalisto made his way...
He attacked him, which he liked.
Attacked him, took him out of the match, or what we thought. So it was basically a one-on-one match until Kalisto made...
Hobbled his way out, and then suddenly... You know, insta-healed his back in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then they ended up getting the 1-2-3. And then Ziggler was 10 out of 10 pissed. And basically took a chair and destroyed them. Again. Yeah. Gave out 10 chair shots. It was nice.
But I don't know, like, I just don't see what this does for anybody moving forward.
It was pretty much a filler.
I mean, Kalisto gets... beat up. He doesn't get the pin. Apollo gets beat up. He gets the pin.
But then has his ankle shattered.
I mean, Dolph Ziggler, basically, you played him and Corbin in the same way where you lose, but then you have them just attack who they lost to so they don't look that bad out of it. I mean, at the very least, Corbin, I mean, was a lot more understandable.
Yeah, well, why don't you just pair them up together and they can be the sore losers?
I pretty much said that before.
Yeah.
But I kind of...
Months ago you said that.
I'd rather now actually see Corbin be flipped as a babyface, but still do exactly what he's doing. Still be the lone wolf. Kind of like what... I don't want to compare him to Steve Austin, but very much...
Kind of the anti-hero?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically what... I'm trying to think who's in the United Kingdom tournament that
Dunn.
No. He was a bruiserweight, but it's the guy that Neville wrestled.
Oh, Tommy End.
Yeah, Tommy End.
Who was also supposed to be Aleister Black, but they debuted as Tommy End, which is his indie name, which is just 10 out of 10 confusing. Yeah. Whatever.
So, I mean, I'd like to see kind of Baron Corbin be more that guy.
A super aggressive babyface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it looks like he's going to get an Intercontinental title shot at Mania.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Me too. I think that's a really good way of switching the title to him. And then...
if they were given 10 minutes, I think they'd do well with it.
I would give him at least 15.
Well, so would I. But
I mean, it's like a 10-hour pay-per-view.
Well, yeah, but remember, this is WWE we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I know. They'll probably give more minutes to The Rock than to the wrestlers that are there all year.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. What can you do? So was that all the matches?
Yeah, there wasn't.
Yeah, and the pre-show had Mojo Rawley go over and destroy.
I didn't see that.
She didn't miss much besides that really stupid, dangerous punch. Whatever. Yeah, I think that's about it. I think that's all the matches.
It wasn't a bad show. Definitely felt like a Rush show.
Yeah.
Just the sense that it was like 2 weeks ago, it was a Rumble.
Yeah.
Also, what I want to say is Mike the Ref wanted to say that we're going to be pissed off about the Eliminator from last week.
No.
We didn't win. We get that.
We mentioned that last one, but...
I mean, the one problem I have with that match is the stupid refs that always seem to be in there.
All of them?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they are hired by 10 out of 10 moron Jack.
Well, he's not the commissioner this month. Remember, it's month by month.
Why?
Because they need to find a new one.
MPW management, we're available. We will make MPW great again.
I mean, we will not struggle in this position.
No, we will flourish. And MPW will flourish with us.
Yep. And we will set the bar.
And all other companies will struggle to keep up.
They will. Especially when they're not on Shaw TV, where you can watch Monday Night Dynamite.
At 10:30 p.m. on Mondays. Yeah. Also, Saturday, Sundays at noon. Prime time.
That's right. It's Channel 10.
Channel 10.
Shaw TV, Monday Night Dynamite. Mondays, 10:30 p.m. to 11:30. Saturday, Sunday, noon to 1 o'clock.
Tune in to your Ty Dillinger Shaw channel.
Yeah. It's a perfect time to spend with the family.
And while you're doing that during commercials, you can also go on to whatamaneuver.net and buy retro OWE gear and the struggle stuff. Yeah. Like onesies for babies.
Yeah, if you just had a kid and you don't know how to get them, I mean, a struggle onesie, I mean, it'll be something that they will cherish for the rest of their lives.
Yes. 10 out of 10 nostalgia factor.
And then when it's done, you could go on your computer, go on your smartphone, maybe go on Twitter, you know, maybe follow, you know, at Chris Parrish.
At WrestleManiac.
At Tag Struggle.
Or this very podcast, The Struggle SOS.
Yeah, and then you can send a lot of hate mail to at Mike the Ref.
Whose Twitter is at Mike the Ref.
How weird is that?
Just crazy.
Yeah, and then you could also go to Podbeam or iTunes.
Or Google Play. Yeah.
And you could download and subscribe all that great stuff to the Edmonton Sport Podcast Network.
Where we are the 10 out of 10 flagship program that carries that network.
You have a choice of any one of our 10 episodes to choose from.
10 and counting.
And yeah, it's episodes you don't want to miss because they will all teach you very important lessons in life.
We like to think of ourselves as nurturers as well as guiders in this crazy world.
And I thought I was just a Pisces.
I think I'm a Sagittarius.
No, that's just the mustard stain on your pants talking.
Oh, how about that? I don't even like mustard. Why is there a stain? You know what? Let's just not go into that. Let's leave that alone. That's 10 out of 10 weird.
Yeah, that's a little bit of what is going on with you.
I don't know, but whatever it is, it's got to be a little bit of alright.
Yeah, hashtag a little bit of alright.
Yes, hashtag real and spectacular.
Hashtag all of the time.
Hashtag hashtags.
Or hashtag goatee. G-O-A-T-T.
Yeah. Hashtag yeah.
Greatest of all the time.
All the time. Speaking of greatest of all the time, I had a lot of fun last night. A lot of fun last night.
Well, clearly.
Yeah. For those who have been living under a rock, I went to see episode 2 of the 3-part miniseries known as Chicago Blackhawks versus Edmonton Oilers.
And they finally scored
5 times.
There you go. See, the first time you went, they got scored on 5 times. Now they scored 5 times. It's like they're even, except the Oilers got 1. So
it's 6-5 in the series, tied 1-1, going into Chicago next week, where I will be there live to witness the grand finale.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's going to be 10 out of 10 amazing.
You can watch no number 10s play.
No, not for either team.
No.
Oh. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Yeah,
you might see CM Punk, though.
He wears number 13, but that's okay. Maybe Colt Cabana.
No, he wears number 2 because he's a Keith's fan.
Well, he actually has a...
I mean, we're Keith's fans, but we mean the beer.
Well, no, I mean Keith as well. Either one's fine with me. But maybe I'll see Colt Cabana, and I'll dub him number 10. Just for the time.
Yeah, maybe they won't talk. They don't like each other anymore.
Really?
I don't know.
I read something on the internet. I'm like, that can't be right.
There's always those like things on Facebook where it's like
10 wrestlers who hate each other.
Now. Yeah, and then now it's Punk.
It's all. It's always like the was it the Sportster or the was it the other one? The Richest. Yeah. Those like they're written by people who know nothing about the sport and they hear one thing and just go with it, or they make up their own opinions about something they know nothing about.
Well, it's like that one article from a couple months ago where like Austin Matthews better than Connor McDavid.
Yes, he is flourishing ever so well.
Yeah.
On the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
Even though Mitch Marner is doing better. And I called that about, I don't know, quarterway into the season, saying it would be funny as hell if Mitch Marner ended up doing better and got the Rookie of the Year award. Because the call they're going to, not the top two, would be hilarious.
I still want Line A to get it.
I'd be okay with that. Hell, I think he should go to someone who's like, you know, like a Marner, someone who wasn't even in the talks with the
top. Should give it to Panarin again, because why not?
Well, yeah. Old man Panarin, as Mrs. Manaig so eloquently dubbed him, because he's 25 and played in
professional league. 26 now.
Well, played in professional league outside of the NHL. I do agree with that. You know, the fact he did play professionally in Russia, I don't think he should have gone for that.
No.
But that's, well, I can't control that. If Gretzky's not allowed because he played WHA, why should someone in the KHL? But again, I don't control that. That's not up to me.
Nobody counts the Russians.
No, or anybody else in Europe for that matter. Only professional hockey's in North America, evidently.
Yeah, the NHL is like the WWE. If it doesn't happen there, it never existed.
Yeah, you can get all the title wins you want. Doesn't happen in WWE, or for this matter, in the NHL. Never existed.
Yeah, so, and yeah, it's unfortunate, but yeah, no. So yeah, you leave for Chicago, the Windy City,
which apparently it's going to be upwards on our last day of 17 degrees. It's going to be windy and warm.
There you go.
I'm bringing the heat to
Chirac. And you're leaving when the weather is getting good here.
I bet you I'll come back and it'll be just crap again.
Yeah, we'll probably.
Look what I expect. Downpour.
It'll be the day after tomorrow when you get back.
Yeah. Wait, no. Minus 300 degrees? No, thank you.
No, I just
insta-freeze? No. Have the Murph go outside just, and he goes to take a pee and he freezes and just a stream of frozen
just
pee?
Think of all the snowballs that we could throw at Mike the Ref.
You can throw them. If it's minus 300, I'm not going outside. To hell with that.
Okay, then we'll...
Absolute zero is like minus 400 and something. It just... No.
Okay, no, in the movie, they went outside. It just...
Yeah, but...
A lot of them died, though.
I don't want to die. How can we be the struggle if we're struggling to stay alive?
We'll just get really cool hats. That's the solution.
Day after tomorrow, new struggle merch?
I mean... Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm in.
The struggle after tomorrow.
Bring on the end of the world.
Yeah. It's the
struggle-pocalypse.
End of the world as we know it.
Yeah, call ourselves the struggle-pocalypse.
We'll work on the name.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Anyways. So yes, I'll be there. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
So, yeah, no, I went to Chicago a couple years ago. I loved it.
Wasn't that like 10 years ago at this point? Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually 10. So WrestleMania 22.
It'd be 2006.
It was more 11.
Yeah. Still, that's something I want to do is still, I want to see a Rumble and a Mania, but eventually.
Yeah. I didn't really like the Mania I went to.
No?
No, it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
I mean, I did see him.
I do like the Edge and Foley match. That was a good one.
Yeah, I just unfortunately watched Homicide and Colt Cabana the day before Ring of Honor.
Yeah, the indie shows would have been really good around then.
That was the match where we ECW'd that place and threw our chairs into the ring.
Yeah, you can't beat that. Okay,
that was fair enough. And I remember, like, I stole a kid's chair and threw it in, and then he got mad at me, and I just yelled back, "Everyone's doing it! Be a cool kid." And then the mom, like, looked at me like I was just a hole.
So then you took her into the back room and had some words.
No, I took her chair and threw that in the ring too, and then walked away.
Good for you. Good for you.
I mean, who is she?
Causing first world struggles for all the people.
I mean, talk about minorities making a scene.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, throw your damn chair in the ring, kid. Hey. Haven't you learned anything from culture?
There is one of 10 lessons we can give you. It's follow society. No, don't do that. Follow what we do.
Yeah. And you'll be a little bit of all right.
A little bit all right.
Okay. So this is episode 10.
10.
And we're going to do a top 10.
10.
Now, here's my thing. Is what are 10 things you still want to do, whether it's like go to a WrestleMania or things like that. So 10 things that you want to do in sports.
As of this exact moment?
Yeah, so it's either, it can be like you can attend a WrestleMania, so get it, attend, a Rumble, things like that.
Well, let's see.
10 things that you want
to do. Would I count going to see a hockey game in Chicago even though I'm doing that? Because I haven't done it yet. Does that still count?
Yes, and by the time that this comes out on Thursday, you still haven't done it.
Yeah, fair enough. So, okay. It won't be up. So that's number one, which I'll be doing in 6 days.
I almost did that. Oh, I'm and sick. Ironically enough, the Oilers were in town.
Well, you should have.
Well, it was the day that we were supposed to go back, and they had overbooked the flight.
Was it the Monday or Tuesday?
Well, I don't remember. It was 11 years ago, man.
That was 10 plus 1 year ago.
And it was actually during Jonathan Toews' rookie year.
Ooh, yeah. He's a seasoned veteran now.
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah. He's actually in his, I'd say, 10 plus whatever seasons?
I would say 11th season.
Yeah, 10 plus 1. That is.
Oh, man. Wow.
Very good.
But and then they ended up making room, so we actually got on the flight. But had we not, we would have been staying an extra night in Chicago. The Oilers are in town. Oh, we're going to be put up night by the airport because of the mishap, but eventually it didn't happen, so.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I'm really excited to go to the Madhouse in Madison. Go home. I'm going home. You know? Kind of like that whole...
You've never been there before.
But it's my home, damn it.
Are you too good for your home?
Just go to your damn home.
Answer me!
Didn't he wear number 10? He was an 18, wasn't he?
Billy Madison, yeah.
No, it was Happy Gilmore.
Gold jacket, green jacket.
Same thing. Yeah. So he was 10 plus 8. Fair enough. Anyways, yeah, so that's the final thing I want to do is go there. That's going to be great. Number 2, attend WrestleMania. Number 3, attend a Royal Rumble.
There you go.
Number 4, attend a PWG show. I know Spotfest stuff isn't for everybody, but I really like it. It's the only kind of Spotfest stuff I like. I don't know why, but I love it. So what am I, 4 there?
Yeah.
Number 5, go over to Japan, watch some wrestling there. Just all my traveling involves wrestling, really.
Just feel super tall in the process.
Pretty much, yeah. Go over there and just, you know, watch New Japan or Pro Wrestling Noah or DDT or something over there. Maybe all of them. I don't know.
Learn how to drift.
Tokyo style.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, maybe star in, the 10th episode of MVW Dynamite? But a more realistic...
That's probably going to happen.
Yeah, that's probably... A more lofty one, maybe star in Fast and Furious 10.
Okay, but sports-related.
Yeah, I guess it's not really sports-related.
No. Yeah. You got to listen.
Listen to what?
The topic.
The 10 pick?
Just 10 things you want to do in sports.
Go to a Stanley Cup final would be one. That'd be cool.
I've done that.
Yes, I know. I know that.
We didn't win, though.
Ah, whatever. You still went. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got an inflatable cup.
Maybe that's why you lost.
No. Team lost because they couldn't score.
No, because your goalie also pulled it out. I'm hurt in the last game.
No, not the goalie's fault. Because we had a guy named Juice, and he did all right. I believe Pronger. If he was so good, why couldn't he score a stupid goal?
Because he didn't want to.
Oh, that dork.
Yes. 10 out of 10.
Why don't you go hit Justin Bieber in an All-Star game?
You should have hit him harder.
Yeah. You could fine $10 for doing it.
Yes. Yes, should have. Number 7. Let's see what else. Maybe go to a Super Bowl. I'm not a huge fan, but that'd still be cool. Number 8. Go down to an NXT show. Go down to Orlando. See the training, like the performance center.
It's funny how this year they barely have to move for NXT Orlando. Yeah.
Down the road, really.
Yeah.
Well, what's the difference between Tampa Bay and...
No, they're in Orlando.
That's the difference between Tampa Bay and Orlando. It's like an hour and a half.
No, WrestleMania's in Orlando.
That's what I mean. Huh. And isn't it in Tampa Bay where this place is, or is it in Orlando?
No, it's Orlando. Full Sail's in Orlando.
Okay, so they're 10 minutes down the road?
Oh, yeah, 10 miles.
10 miles? Ah, that's almost too far, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
10 kilometers.
That's much closer. Let's see. I'm on number 9?
It's like you haven't thought about this at all.
No, not really.
It's like I just shot this on you.
Almost. Why did they almost? Maybe attend a game at Lambeau Field. That'd be kind of cool.
There you go.
And say number 10, go see a game at Wrigley Field between the Blue Jays and the Cubs. That'd be kind of cool.
That would have been cool to be there during the World Series.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
What
about yours?
My number 1 is I want to go see the Saints play at Superdome.
At the Superdome. Yeah. Silverdome?
Yeah. The host of WrestleMania 34.
And 30.
Yeah. And number 2, I think I definitely want to go see a Super Bowl for sure.
Yeah.
I've done a Pro Bowl, so a Super Bowl would be pretty cool. Number 3, I want to go to Madison Square Garden.
That'd be cool.
Well,
for hockey, basketball, or wrestling? How about all 3 at the same time?
Yeah.
We'll call it all sports.
Yeah, we'll just see a combination of Ted Irvin, Chris Jericho, and then Michael Jordan. Or Carmelo, we'll say. Keep the New York vibe going.
I like it.
So that was number 2. Number 3. No, that was number 3. So I did the Superdome. I did
Superdome, MSG. You're on number 3 now.
No, yeah, so, no, I did Superdome, Super Bowl,
oh,
MSG.
Yes.
Stay with me, Doc.
Where? Where are we going?
Over there.
Okay.
All right. So number 4. I think I want to go watch a Masters.
Like the golf?
Sun, yeah, just the Sunday, or of, like, the be there at the final hole in the Masters tournament. Those crowds are insane.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it'd just be cool.
10 out of 10 boring to me. Oh, I'm not much of a golfer.
Yeah, you just get absolutely loaded, though.
Well, yeah, getting loaded would be nice.
And then just, like...
Be 10 out of 10 obnoxious.
Oh, I'm at. Sergio Garcia would be my bitch.
Very good.
Because he's, like, 10 years too old to play golf.
So what, he's like 95?
Yeah, I don't know. But my number 5, I think I would... Well, I always wanted to go to Yankee Stadium. But now they can't do that because they made a new one.
Yeah.
So I'd probably want to go to Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field would be fun.
Yeah. So that'd be cool. Number 6, I think if I was staying with hockey, I want... to see the Stanley Cup being handed
presented.
Out. Yeah. Yeah,
that'd be good.
I went to game 6, so that didn't happen because it went to a 7th game, so that kind of was a bummer.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird because you knew the cup was in the building.
Yeah.
But you didn't want the team, like, you didn't want it handed out that night, so it was a little different. Number 7, Let's see, if I'm doing wrestling, I want to go to Royal Rumble. That'd be really cool. Number 8. I think I also want to... I think NXT TakeOver.
That'd be good.
Not so much just a show, but a TakeOver would be really cool.
Yeah, go to a Mania or a Rumble, you can hit both.
Yeah, like do the... Yeah, that would be actually a very fun weekend. To do the Rumble or TakeOver.
Yeah. SummerSlam, maybe.
No. To me, SummerSlam's just... You know, overhyped. Cards usually always suck.
Yeah.
I mean, they're always interesting, but they're just like, no.
People always get hurt on them.
Or it's just like a minute and 20 and done.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing. It's like, yay.
Hooray.
Yeah. So I'm at number 9 now.
Yeah.
You know, maybe. No, I wouldn't do. No, I don't want to do that. No, never mind.
Yeah, that sounds stupid.
I'd like to go see, like, a rugby game, like an All Blacks game in New Zealand.
That'd be cool.
My brother did that. He said it was cool. I got a jersey.
I have a jersey of the Irish national rugby team for some reason.
I don't really get rugby, but it'd be cool. Just see guys kick the crap out of each other.
Either that or go see, was it Australian rules football? They have all those hoops up in the air, and no one understands what's going on, but it's insane. Or highlight, or what is the other one? Hurling. No one understands what's going on, but a lot of people get hurt.
Number 10, I'd also like to go to the Olympics.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
I don't... Obviously, you want to see hockey, but I think seeing a lot of the other things...
So are you saying more winter or summer Olympics?
Oh, winter for sure.
Yeah. Well, allegedly, Calgary's putting in a bid for...
Calgary can go...
2022?
Like, they can fall off the cliff.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to Calgary.
Well, that's the thing, though, because I don't think Calgary's big enough to hold everything, so I bet you someone would have to come up this way.
Yeah, I doubt that. I doubt you'll go 3 hours for it.
Like, yeah, you never know.
If anything, I mean, no, I just can't see Calgary getting one anytime soon, especially Vancouver just doing one.
Well, I think they have to wait a certain amount of time between them, but I think... The upcoming 2022
I'd like to go to, like, Switzerland or Finland or Germany.
Yeah?
Germany's fun.
Well, why don't you and I plan next year to go to, like, was it South Korea?
Yeah, no, thank you.
Why not?
Because next year I'm going to go see Drew Brees. Well, at some point.
Make it a good
year. That's my big trip next year.
Make it a good year.
Huh? Going to be a good year.
Okay, make it a great year. Make it a perfect 10-year.
No, not yet. I think the perfect 10-year will be when I do the Rumble takeover.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Probably that year. I don't know. But yeah. So, anything else you want to talk about?
I actually have a list of things. I'll go through them real quick. Ricardo Rodriguez apparently attempted murder on his life.
Ricardo? Nice.
Yeah, Ricardo Rodriguez.
I hope it's not. I hope it's not because I asked to be his friend on Facebook.
Nice. Who's this gringo? Someone apparently tried to shoot at him, tried to kill him.
Fuck, I'll stop poking him, I guess.
Yeah. Jeannie Bouchard, I don't know if she's gone on the date yet, but she had to go on a date because of the Super Bowl. We forgot to talk about that last time.
Yeah, that was funny.
You know what? Kudos to her for actually going through with it.
She'll probably stand the guy up.
Whatever.
I mean, he looks like he's 12.
He looks like he's 10.
Yeah, he probably is 10.
This isn't really sports related, but remember the guy who's on the Greyhound bus and cut the guy's head off? He just got fully released a couple days ago. He's walking free, discharged fully. You know, no record. He's like, hey, you're not criminally insane anymore. You can go.
I hope no buses pick him up.
I hope one picks him up in Calgary. former Raptors Knicks Charles Oakley kicked out of MSG and arrested.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was very funny. So especially how violent he was being towards all the security guards. The violent shoves and the pure...
I like up all the teams, I refer to him as the former Raptor.
I don't know much about him. That's just what they said on the TSN.
He played for so many teams and he's the only Canadian team.
That's whatever. Gustav Nyquist is an attempted murderer. If you saw what he did with the stick, he tried to cleave Spurgeon's face. Well,
he was cleaning the snow off the ice with his shovel, aka hockey stick, and he didn't get any snow. He got all of Spurgeon's nose.
Yeah, that was very Marty McSorley like.
If anything, I think he was just trying to like help him. Like, I think Spurgeon had a booger, and he was just trying to get it for him.
I think he got it. He probably shot it into his ass.
No, he got him in the face.
Well, he shot the booger from his face into his ass. Well, he hit him that hard.
I mean, that probably also got through Dubnyk, because he's been letting everything go.
Yeah, true enough. Mike Ilitch died?
Yeah, that sucks. That was a stinger.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was actually involved with the Tigers as well.
Yeah, he owned both the Red Wings and the Tigers.
Didn't he also own Little Caesars at one point? Or did or
something like that. I think, yeah. He got his money? I think that's how he helped Little Caesars get the naming rights to the new stadium or new arena in Detroit.
So that's unfortunate.
Chavo Sr. passed away.
That's another one I was just going to get to, yeah.
And that was a big
classic.
One.
Yeah. That sucks.
Former Cruiserweight champion.
I don't know much about his career, except for that he's Chavo Jr.'s dad.
Yeah, he won it.
Eddie's brother.
Which
is just weird, because Eddie and Chavo Jr. are closer in age. Just,
yeah,
it's a big family.
Mexicans, man. They're weird.
Build a wall.
Well, not for them.
No, let them in. But, you know, build a wall.
If they can wrestle, let them in.
Oh, yeah. That's the end. You have to wrestle a match. And it's going to be a green card and a pole match.
Yeah, it's better than riding lawnmowers down the ring.
Super crazy. Good reference.
Mexicools.
Mexico, good God.
Super crazy was one of them.
That's the only one I remember.
There's Psychosis and Juventude.
Huh. I completely forgot those two were in it. I knew there was three of them. I just couldn't remember who else.
Juve was the one in charge.
I didn't watch it at that point. I had to catch up later. You know that. I didn't start watching until 2010. Actually, it's 2008, but that's not the point.
Ketchup, mustard, what else you got?
Claude Julien fired?
Yeah. That was...
That's kind of funny, because they're starting to heat up and then they get fired. Take that.
I have very much an opinion about Boston, and I think they're on a road to screwing up that entire franchise.
So screwing it up as in, like, 10 years not in the playoffs kind of thing?
Well, I think they should have traded Chara before Dougie Hamilton.
Oh, absolutely.
Dougie Hamilton should have been their new staple on the back end instead of Chara. Oh, yeah. Make Bergeron your new captain.
Yeah.
And then just go kind of there. And then, yeah, so they get rid of Dougie. They keep Chara. They get rid of Shirelli. Now they fire Julien. I just don't see... And they lost, they pick up Bolesky for like $110 million. Like, just a stupid contract.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't do anything.
No, not a damn thing. Other than that, I have a top 10, but it's a top 10 list of potential Grand Slam champions for WWE if they win one more title. So, for those out there who don't know what that is, Grand Slam, current Grand Slam champion, is someone who's won the WWE or Universal title, the Intercontinental, the US, and the tag, and one of the tag titles. The old one was the WWE title, or I guess the heavyweight, although I don't know if they count that.
It'd be the world title, the Intercontinental, title. European, and tag.
Yeah. Well, one of the Raw or SmackDown ones. But yeah, anyways. So, the seven current ones are Edge, Big Show, Bryan, Miz, Jericho, Kurt Angle, and Eddie Guerrero. Can you name for me the top 10 almost champions? They're one off from becoming.
Well, wasn't Punk in there?
No.
He was never US, was he? And then Kofi's not, because he's never been heavyweight champ.
So, because he's active and because all he needs is a heavyweight. Kofi Kingston is one of them.
Yeah. I guess...
Two others that need the heavyweight.
I was going to say, no, not Ziggler. I don't think he's even been tagged, has he? Well, I guess if you count Spirit Squad, but that's not really Ziggler. How's Nikki?
I would count that, personally. But that's just, I mean, I guess it's a different name, though.
So. You said the Miz got her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, John Cena's never been Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah, so that's another one.
Undertaker?
Because he didn't get the...
Intercontinental.
Very good.
Yeah. Oh, no, that one. Yeah, no, they actually just did a couple things like that on the website.
Huh. How about that?
It's like five things that these guys haven't done. Kind of a deal. I would say Roman Reigns never been Intercontinental.
Very good.
Yeah, got that one. Suckers. Dean Ambrose needs tag.
Very good.
Yeah, got that one.
Complete the trifecta.
Or Rollins.
He's never won the...
Intercontinental or you. Oh, yeah, you did it as US, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, it was a pointless US run.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're missing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Four, eh?
One of them requires a US title.
So you're thinking Intercontinental that needs... I'd say Dolph Ziggler? No.
Yeah, he won the US back in...
Yeah, he did. He had that one for a while. Yeah, you just give me the titles they need, and then
okay.
Let me see if I can guess.
One person needs a U.S. title.
Yeah.
One person needs an intercontinental title, and two people need a heavyweight.
And then nobody needs a tag, eh?
No.
Wow. What does that say about the tag titles?
Yeah. Although, theoretically, Ziggler's not on here, but all he needs is a tag. So I'm not sure why they missed him. So I guess this is technically 11. Way to go.
Because he never was Universal WWE Champion. He's World Heavyweight Champion. That'd be one.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, okay. No, fair enough. You saved the internet. Congratulations.
Oh, I don't think the internet cares about Ziggler anymore.
I gotta agree there.
Let's
go first with the U.S. Champion. The one who needs the U.S. title. You saw him tonight.
I saw him tonight.
He had a match.
No kidding.
And you saw him later on in the night.
James Ellsworth.
I missed that match.
Your facial reaction was priceless on that one.
That made me sick. He was a heavyweight champion one time. That's really disturbing.
James Ellsworth?
Yeah, that's...
What was he heavyweight champion of?
Well, you're saying that all he needs is a U.S. title.
He needs a lot of things.
Help. We should help him.
I want to leave him to be. He can suffer.
He's a third generation superstar.
Screw him, Randy Orton.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one, Intercontinental title.
Intercontinental.
He's on Raw.
Yeah. I would probably... Oh my god, I'm trying to... No, Rusev needs a lot more. He was only U.S. champion.
Mm-hmm. Think more currently. He was a champion not too long ago. Of the tag division.
Oh, I'm trying to remember. Tag? No. Sheamus?
Yes. And two world heavyweight champions. One of them's been there off and on for a long time. Huh? He's older. Wears face paint.
Sting?
No. No. Damn it, Parrish.
You know I'm just ripping on you right now for this whole thing. Heavyweight champions, eh? Face paint.
Yes, face paint. Has a famous dad who's no longer around.
Oh, you can't go... Yeah, no, because he doesn't wear face paint anymore. Oh, yeah, you're talking Goldust.
Yes.
Yeah, you're talking Goldust. I was thinking Cody for whatever reason.
No. And, although Cody would fit into that, too, if he was there.
Would he?
Yeah, he's got the U.S.
When was the U.S.?
No, never mind, he wasn't the U.S.
No, he was only tagging Intercontinental.
I remember, okay, never mind, I think he had a title shot for the U.S. and didn't win.
No, never.
Not a mistake.
I don't... What? I know KO would just need what US and tag. That's what he would need.
And the last one had a moment at WrestleMania last year.
Had a moment.
Had a moment. It was the crowning moment of his career.
Oh, I guess Zack Ryder.
Yes. He only needs a heavyweight. I bet you that will never happen.
No, it shouldn't.
Unless he wins Money in the Bank and then wins it for 5 minutes and then someone else somehow has Money in the Bank and or demands a rematch or something.
He'll never win.
No. He can't even keep the title more than
a
day.
Who do you think will be the next one?
Next heavyweight?
No.
Money in the Bank?
Grand Slam.
Oh. Out of all of these guys?
Just in general. I think KO might actually be closer.
Well, yeah, as long as he stays healthy and they keep pushing.
Because I think it'll be him and Jericho for the U.S. title at Mania, with KO winning. And then he would need tag.
Yeah, that's true.
And the way they throw around those tag titles.
Matter. I bet you him and Sami Zayn one day will win.
Yeah. Or him and Jericho.
If he comes back after his touring and stuff.
Well, he might not be done at Mania.
That'd be cool. Probably Roman Reigns. To be honest, eventually they'll just throw the Intercontinental title on because they just give him everything, so.
Yeah. Yeah, they pretty much do, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, well, that nice. If John.
Yeah, but, I mean, then he'd have to move to SmackDown or title S go to Raw.
All Cena would have to do is he's on SmackDown, just be like, I want the title.
See, I wouldn't mind that, because then you can bring the Intercontinental title challenge back like he did with the U.S., mm-hmm. and that wouldn't be bad. I mean, that helped elevate the title.
Because none of the three heavyweights, Goldust, Kofi Kingston, Zack Ryder, will probably ever win.
No, I think, if anything, the New Day really brought Kofi down a peg.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, the most believable I thought Kofi was the heavyweight was
2009?
With the Randy Orton.
Yeah, 2009.
And then, nope, never again.
Randy Orton needs a U.S. title, unless he goes to Raw or the title comes to SmackDown. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ambrose requires... Actually, Ambrose could be close if he finds a tag partner. They don't have a lot of guys there from tag division SmackDown.
Would have been funny if him and Ellsworth had it.
Oh, good God. So I guess I'd say Ambrose or Cena would probably be the two closest.
Yeah, I would say Owens or Ambrose. But then again, I could very much see Cena. I can actually see Cena be Intercontinental Champion by SummerSlam.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't mind him as a U.S. champ, so yeah, fair enough.
So, that's my prediction. John Cena, Intercontinental Champion, SummerSlam. You heard it here.
With your first. Own ears. People.
So, is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Alright. That does it for episode 10.
10.
For the Sounds of Struggle. Again, go to Podbean. Go to
iTunes.
And Google Play.
Google Play. Play at Google.
And, yeah, you can subscribe to Edmonton Sport Podcast Network, and you can listen to Sounds of Struggle, Blown Calls, all of the material there.
Listen to us mostly, though.
Yeah, because we're obviously way more entertaining.
We are 10 out of 10 entertainment factor.
Yeah. Yes, this is true. And, yeah, and then you can go on the Twitter.
The Twitter.
Follow... at WrestleManiac.
Or at Chris Parrish.
Or at The Struggle SOS.
Or at Tag Struggle.
And if you also want to do a lot more with your life, turn on the TV, go to channel
10
every Monday night at
10:30,
and you can watch MPW Monday Night Dynamite.
On Shaw Network.
Shaw TV.
Shaw TV Network.
And then again, the replays, Saturday, Sunday, at noon.
Yes, which is 2 hours after 10.
Well, I mean, it's like a little bit of all right.
It is a little bit all right. We're TV stars.
Yeah.
I get recognized now. I'm going to go down to Chicago and get recognized.
If you stop me on the streets and say, hey, where do I know you? It's because I'm on TV.
Or maybe that porno you did once.
Yeah. It's more of a gag reel.
Yeah, yeah. See, you're bringing comedy back to the porn industry. Good for you.
Yeah.
Hey, I tried and failed, so I mean, it's all you now.
Bringing it back.
Taking it back. Yeah. I'm just taking it back.
I need more pennies, though.
I'm not even going to ask. Well, I think that about sums that up. Let's leave off on pennies.
Yeah. So, if you have pennies, give them to me. I'm going to make some movies. See you guys next week.
Later.